December 22nd, 2023, is the Watt from Pete Rose Show.
Johnny Hodges.
You did work with Hodges?
Yeah.
When was this?
In 1953.
For how long?
It was 7 months, I think.
Really? Who else was in the band?
Well, we had Richard Powell on piano, and Lawrence Brown, Emmett Berry, Edward Trubley, who was. And a guy named Jimmy Johnson on drums. Basically, I forgot his name.
That surprised me. I had no idea that you ever worked with Hodges. Yeah?
Sure, man.
I mean, that was a real gift for you, wasn't it?
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah, they had some true music, you know. Yeah. Lawrence Brown, I like him immensely.
How'd you tell us? No, you have never.
Great trombonist, you know?
Oh, yeah. Not
Emmett Berry, he impressed me too. Johnny Hodges, still like him.
Pedro Show. Happy Friday. John Coltrane talks to August Bloom about playing with Johnny Hodges. 1953. Spoke to him on June 15, 1958. August Bloom didn't know Mr. Coltrane did apprenticeship with R&B and stuff. Music is music, people. Fuck that genre shit. Then Nick Milivoy with Horace Mercator. Take any guess yet. And you can tell I'm not in man alone mode because of those Estonian software engineers with their scab invention. I got Nick Milivoy there. Are you in the Cottonwood, Pennsylvania?
I live right outside of Philadelphia in Collingswood, New Jersey.
That's it, Collingswood. Well, I was trying to
remember. Yeah. You're cool.
A pad I never heard of before. Of course, Philadelphia. Love Philadelphia. Bill Nace,
it's like
right? Are you friends with Bill Nace?
I know Bill, yeah.
Yeah, because he's a big Philly cat these days. What have you been doing since you last was on the show, Nick?
Since I last was on the show? Well, I released two albums came out this year. One's under my own name. It's called Digital Reaction. And that's the track we just heard is from that album. That's a solo record I did with a lot of guests. And then I did a collab record with my good friends, the Dead Neanderthals from the Netherlands. It doesn't sound like either of our stuff, so we gave it a new band name, and that's called Gilded Form.
Yeah, we're going to play some of that stuff so at the end of the show, but we're going to play most of this new digital, what's the name?
Digital Reaction.
Reaction.
It's like
Mike Baghetta's record, Human Reaction.
Yeah. I texted Mike when I saw that, and was like, all right, well, that's pretty weird.
It was totally coincidence, right?
Yeah, but it's, it's like opposing viewpoints, right?
Well, I think digital comes from man. It was like David Yao, I helped flip her out for a Europe tour, David Yao was singing, and he got into this logic discussion with me on which is bigger, buttload or shitload. And you reason it out, of course the shitload is going to fit in the butt. It's got to be smaller, right? Yeah, angels on the head of a pin, right? That's next.
Yeah, man, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, where did you get the title, Nick?
You know, this album was, it was written, I'd like to say it was written intuitively. So on one of the songs, it's called, a song called Bless This SMS.
Yes.
I had this idea. We're going to do that next hour. It needed something. It needed something in the beginning, and I just, I don't know.
SMS is a way of, came to me. SMS is a way of sending girly texts through the leashes, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And, yeah, I said, you know, I put on like a vocoder plugin or something, and I said the words digital reaction, just trying stuff, and it stuck. It's
let me ask you about vocoder. Are you into it?
Yeah, hidden.
Because I got a friend, a musician friend in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and he said fucking vocoder, Mr. Tom from Black Moth Super Rainbow, he said it turned everything around for you.
I'm not like a strong proponent of vocoder or anything, but I will say that a big influence on this album when I started, like, when the concept started, you know, coalescing was Neil Young's Trans, which I just think is such a cool album. And, you know, Neil's singing on the vocoder on there. So I think it's, you know, that's part of the DNA of this record.
Do you think he was informed by Kraftwerk?
Yeah, I think that's the story. He was like, he was vibing with the Devo dudes, and I'm sure he was listening to some Kraftwerk. I don't know if I've ever read about him listening to Kraftwerk. I feel like everything Kraftwerk about that album talks more about Devo.
It said Kraftwerk was ahead of the... I don't remember any Devo tunes going through vocoder, but there was a lot of Kraftwerk.
Right. There's a lot of Kraftwerk. So he must have been on that tip for sure.
But I remember the movie, the Helpermen looked like... There's a Devo guy, but the Helpermen looked like the walkie... fucking Star Wars shit, right? And but there's some white guy in a Devo suit that's crawling around on the in the guy wires or something. Okay. How did you write this record? You said there's a lot of guests. So did you write compositions for those cats that were going to collab with you?
Kind of. You know, a lot of this album was recorded over a long time. You know, stuff. It actually, like, the stuff that made it on the record is from a short period of time. But I had been working in this vibe and making stuff on my own for a while. And just sitting here at my computer with drum machines and, you know, all sorts of weird guitar pedals and stuff. Making some weird sounds. And one tune is a couple years older than the rest. And everything else was after I got this one drum machine. Is the drum machine that I put on the cover of the record, an Alesis HR-16. I got that, and then I used that on the rest of the record. And
did you use it on Spins of the Axis? I didn't use any of the stuff before,
but I did use it on Spins of the Axis.
Okay, let's listen to it.
All right.
I take you 15 seconds of fame just to maintain. Spitting the fans is 93.5. Don't think about it, simple and plain. Think of the game, lush life, looking deep in the flame. Zoroaster just have a dupe to think of the name. Back on it, bandana fit. Eric Ferdinand, animals with sentient eyes and antennas with robots. And back in the days when it was Cobots, not Roblox. So step inside the tavern, don't hit the roadblock. It's pot spitting at the camera, but before the hammer, there was windbreakers. Cause out this way, boomers in a Quetzalcoatl, sitting and staring. And Montezuma forever, you catch me puffing the reefer and Petaluma. Petaluma, 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 work. Things of the actors make it work. Things of the actors make it work. Things of the actors make it work.
It's a beautiful song. Touched
for the very first time.
I know that one day I'll be dead, when everything is done and said. Rusted and old like me, the only place I want to be is in that cement mixer, just rolling around. Dead man about town, dead man about town. Mind demented, twisted in turn. I like cemented once again. I'm at one with the pavement. Sad to have to say goodbye. At least I finally get to go to sleep. But remember, I never said never. And in that cement mixer, I can finally rest my head. And in that cement mixer, I can finally rest my head. And in that cement mixer, I can finally rest my head. And in that cement mixer, it's time for me to go to bed. Goodbye to all my beautiful friends. Goodbye to all my beautiful friends. Goodbye to all my friends. Gonna miss you guys.
At least we tried. Then came the day she didn't come home. My heart stopped beating and it turned to stone. I left the city for the desert sands. I left the city for another land. I throw a shadow when the sun goes down. It stretches forever across empty ground. And I'm alone with people around. I have one friend when the sun goes down. My shadow stretches across the ground. All alone till the sun goes down. Through canyons, boots on stone, I see the dead staring from their bones. Indian paintings, they seem like words. Clouds rush over like ghostly herds. And I'm alone with people all around. Just with when we the sun goes down. Like ever stretching across the ground. All alone till the sun goes down. All alone when the sun goes down. Shadows stretching across the ground. I'm alone until the sun goes down. And all alone when you are around. I'm all alone. I'm all alone.
Thank you. looking from above.
Like a toilet bowl vortex or something.
It was so cool looking from above. Cool looking. It was so cool looking.
too.
A little bit. Watch for Pedro Show. It's that show can music star off with Nick Melavoy with Spins of the Axis from his new album, Digital Reaction. Then we had Stooges live at the Hall of Lame Awards, March 10, 2008. This is with Ronnie and Scotty, Brother Steve, of course, Ig. And but not doing Stooges, right? Doing Madonna, because she asked not to play, but have Stooges play. I think it was a response for Stooges not getting in for like five times or something. Where was it? With the Waldork. SNFU. This is Chin, you know. It's very sad. This is a tune he did right before he passed away. Cement Mixer. To all my beautiful friends. Very heavy. Canadian punk rocker. Much respect. John Shirley with All Alone with People All Around. Ain't that the fucking truth? Bob Lord. Low Observability. Credo, April 22nd, 2022. Eros me hachen sentir algo. Time and propinquity from Vacant Possession and Fence Post. Rust. This is live at the Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble New Music Festival 2023, Day 2, composed by Jao Pedro. Yeah, Jalapenos, Mojave. You know. Anyway, tortillas, yeah, we can get into it, right? Performed by the Eugene Difficult Musical Ensemble. Beautiful shit. Cozabello after that with Bums Brendan. Mother Mirth, Guided by Voices. Of course, Bob Paul's got a new album. It's an even month, right? This guy, he can pump the stuff out, man. Much respect. Untethered, unfettered, and fully pleasured. That's for you, Rudy. Mr. Guglielmi. Fully pleasured. Bullets are balloons. They're out of Spokane State. Finally, Nick Melavoy with Creepy John. You take the K out of punk rock and you got pun rock? Enlighten me there, Nick.
What about what?
Well, I don't know what a John is. J-A-W-N.
Oh, yeah. That's a Philly slang word. That just means thing.
Oh, so it's a replacement with the word.
For a noun.
It's not fucking the word lawn. Okay, it's like chicadera, little fucking thing. Yeah, you can't think of the name.
It's like calling something like a joint. Like,
Espanol, they say chingadera, like a little fucking thing. Whatchamacallit or, you know, whatever kind of Yiddish. There's Yiddish words for that stuff, too. But, okay, like who's on that one with you? Or is it Man Alone?
Creepy John is me playing everything except there's live drums played by a drummer named Jason Nazary who plays...
Oh, no, no, we're going to play some fucking Jason later in the show.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, next hour. Yeah, respect.
Yeah, he's the man.
With Saint Abdullah, huh? Now,
Yeah, so that's him, he's playing live drums, but, like, they're triggered. So I got a drum machine going, and then he's, like,
he's doing playing the drum machine by playing
stuff over top. Yeah.
Now, is that the only song on the album like that?
No, there's another song called Rock and Roll Start where he's doing the same thing. I gave him, on that one, I wanted to be like Peter Gabriel. I gave him a song that had a kick and maybe a crash on there, and I asked him just to play hi-hat. So, you know, Phil Red Collins,
I think Phil Collins can't even hold a drumstick these days because he's so hurt. Spin of the Axis?
Yeah.
Who's playing on that with you?
All right, so that's... The basic track, or the instrumental track, is me.
What's going in my fucking ears, Nick? You know, remember Frank Morgan, Wizard of Oz? Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. He was the motherfucker behind the curtain. Right, he got there, the balloon fucking crashed. Yeah, so don't worry about that, right? I want to peek behind the curtain in the sausage factory, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, what did you use to push that stuff into my ears?
Yeah, so that's I made a basic track of that with my drum machine, my guitar, and that's Jamaluddin Takuma playing bass on
there. Oh, wow!
Yeah, he plays on four tracks.
Whoa, I saw him in primetime break a string, first note. Did not change, did the whole gig, three string.
Oh, that's too cool, man.
At the Palace.
He is the best.
Right across the street from Capitol Records on Vine. I think it's called Avalon Amazing. Now, but it's Palace there. Greg Gimm was at that gig. Raymond, I went with Raymond. That was a bitching gig, but Jamaluddin was balls so out, good. Man. Much respect to him.
He's the hippest guy I know, man.
Wow.
He can play. Yeah, so he plays on there, and he sounds so great on there. He uses that crazy bass tone. I love it, man.
Plus his phrasing. His phrasing is incredible.
It's the best.
It's like the most interesting conversation you want to fucking be part of or witness to.
I made him a basic track that I, like, just for me to record my parts, I got into my vibe over here where I played a bass part, and I was like, look, I'll take the bass part out, but here's, like, what I was thinking, and he was just like, I'm embarrassed that he even heard what I put down, because what he put was so hip and so much better. And then we ended up going back and forth, and I re-recorded everything that I sent originally. It was awesome.
You know, Flystone said, it's not where you're from, it's where you're at. We're out of time.
Right.
We're at the first hour, December 22, 2023, at this What Pedro Show. Special guest, Nick Millevoy. Hold tight for hour two.
Ocean sits and smiles. So soft and bright and so blue. There's not a wave miles and miles. Except the jiggle from the screw. The ship is swept, the day is done, the bugle's gone, smoke and plague, and black again, the setting sun, the last car sings, I'm decked today. I see the sergeants pitching quarts. I hear the women laugh and talk. I spy upon the quarter deck. The officers and ladies walk. I think about things that were, and lean and look across the sea, till spite of all the crowded ship, there's no one left alive but me, for to admire and for to see. For to behold the world so wide, it never did much good by me. But I can't drop it if I try. The things that were, which I have seen in barracks, camp, and action too. I'll tell them over to myself, and sometimes wonder if they're true. For they were strange, so very strange, but all the same, now that they're done, there must be much more to see, and if I wait, then it will come. Oh, I have come across the books, and frequent broke a barrack roll, and stood beside, and watched myself, behaving like a bloody fool. I've paid the price for finding out, and never grudged the price I paid for sat in clink without my boots, admiring how the world was made, for to admire and for to see. To behold the world so wide, it never did much good by me. But I can't drop it if I try. Behold a crowd upon the beam, and humped above the sea appears, laden like a barrack stove that no one's lit for years and years. I passed by that when I began, and I go home the road I came. Time expired, soldier man. 6 year service to his name. My girl, she said, oh, stay with me. My mother held me to her breast. They never wrote, so I suppose they must have gone with all the rest, with all the rest, which I have seen and found and known and met along. I cannot say the things I mean, so I sing my evening song for to admire and for to see. To behold a world so wide, never did much good by me. But I can't drop it if I tried, 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 tried.
Thank you.
Walk for Pedro show. Start second hour off. Nick Milivoje's new album. This is Five Alive. Then Benedict Edwards with For to Admire. That's the title. Ergo Fizmiz. That's a bad name. Woozy Party. Okay, title. St. Abdullah, Jason Nasri, with Dimension Disintegration. He's a Detroit cat, right?
No, man. He's a Brooklyn guy.
Okay. Who am I fucking thinking of? Traitors. There's some Jason in the Traitors. But anyway, this is beautiful. Yeah, you're right. This was done, I think, at Caesar's Palace.
That sounds right.
With Jay, yeah. Yeah, and Brother Steve McKay did a lot of stuff with him. Blue Prostitutes. Good cats. Yeah, that's Dimension Disintegration. Then we had About Dessert from the Michelle, Christophe, Jerome, Glauguin, Fabian, Rob Trio. Maybe Swiss cats, huh? Maybe. I don't know. Something overseas. Finally, Nick Milivoje with Rock and Roll Start. Now, that is a bizarre title. Like, now you may begin the rock and roll. Okay. Yeah, I bring you a rock and roll. Yeah, now, start the rock and roll. Start. Begin, yes. Halt. Okay. No, I mean, I'm not trying to make fun or anything, but... Cause titles,
No.
When do the titles come? Nick, I ask everybody this on the show because, you know, I always have to start when I'm composing with the title, so I got focused. But hardly anybody I ask, it's always at the end. They use working titles in the meantime.
Now, I go back and forth. You know, this project, actually, I was, as I was working on this project, I had this whiteboard in my office. That I was just writing down, like, phrases that I thought fit the vibe. Like, I was listening...
You mean like a movie guy? Like a guy making a movie, a storyboard.
Stuff down, and I'd start working on a track, and I'd be like, this is what this one's called. You know, I'd just look at the board, and I would know which one it was. So that, you know, it's just I'm pulling them out. This one kind of rocked. This is a rock and roll song, so that was...
Sequence and shit? Like, this one's going to start off the second side. This is a closer. This is the fucking out the gate.
Yeah.
All of it was from the board in your office. All right.
Yeah, just vibing off the board.
See that, people? There's a lot of ways to make music. Man. A lot of people, I jam with my guys and it comes out somehow. It doesn't always have to be that way. Yeah. Okay. Tell me about Midnight Connection. Sounds like a Droga song.
Midnight Connection. This one's sort of like I don't remember exactly the connection, but it's sort of inspired by.
It is a Droga song.
It's inspired by Devo a little bit. There's, you know, I put these three layered drum machine parts to start, and a lot of these songs are inspired by just like some crazy sound I got on the guitar.
Let's talk about the first Devo drummer.
Yeah, let's talk about
because
it.
They called him the Machine Allen, right?
Yeah. It's
incredible. That wasn't a drum machine. That was a man, and he quits the band to be an electrician. I think we just lost him a few years ago, cancer or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah, terrible. And then, you know, the Bobs were brothers of the two main guys. I had Jerry on the show about 6 months ago. He just became a father in his 70s. Or shit thee not.
Man, I just became a father in my 40s, and I feel like I could use some more energy. I can't imagine.
Well, yeah. Remember them hats and flower pot things? They were supposed to be like kind of folk energy focus for sex or something, right? It also looked stupid on the airplane. Okay. My buddy Steve Reed did sound for them and stuff. And I met Mark a couple times. Very nice. And like I said, I had Jerry on the show. And yeah, I remember I have a Bougie Boy 7-inch. I got it when it came out of Choco Home, Mongoloid.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's a bass line. So, okay, let's just listen to Midnight Connection.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. my song from that period in 1963 in San Francisco, and then I go into the political poems to round it out. This was when I was living in a tenderloin in San Francisco, and Peter Orlovsky picked me up in a chartreuse Ford to drive me and his brother and Ginsburg over to Johnny Baez's ranch in Carmel. So the jukebox begins its song. Futuristic mirage blossoms. Dimensions of accelerated fortune tellers. Leaving his coffee, the boy from nowhere dials any combination of numbers on the telephone. Smiles under the beat of nowhere to hide. The night that shades his darkened eyes unwinds into mistaken paradise. Numbed with gravity, the song grows fainter. Those closer to the earth are last to go. Image passed on streets long vacant. And all in war of space and time, I dream to drink with you from the fountain of strength and wait for an unbelievable date to the movies. Or isn't there a job for you in space, Catherine, with your metal sandwich? Let's keep the conversation hermetic, for soon even midnight will be plastic. I will forget the ads I read in this Mechanics Illustrated. Be a locksmith and fumble lost keys of paradise. I have my own shop now. To the movies where your heroes in black sulfur in honor of autumn. If destiny could be bought for latest kicks, could I sell a man screaming in an hourglass? Could I sell my pinup queen for charity? Tell me, my burning rose, about all this. Tell me in words I cannot understand, because if I do, I will cry to hear myself above all others in a fabulous evening, and go to my room and rinse my hair and think of pill day Cadillacs with continental spares and chrome's rear ends under coatings of violet lace, and read custom car magazines far into the night. Dreams of billfolds full of money, nightmares of conspiracies. Is this the head I'm stuck with, born to an age which makes me 30, and the soundtrack of sirens in the distance? Or I may see a laborer in the sun who dreamed he was a poet and wandered over a hill on the fence where you sat in Carmel, and go back to the tenderloin. The boy dreams of nights in KC, of gangster jazz and Mr. B collars, Chuck Berry, Bill Haley, and Elvis singing the dusty trail again. I'm over here playing a sweet, mournful tune on a hollow flute made from the bones of dead junkies. I'm singing the great speckled bird under the streetlights in New York City. Now I am here staring out the window, people moving about, trying to tell each other something. Put your raincoat on. Do you want to go next? How long since I saw you and got that old feeling? I can hear Chet Baker singing, I get along without you very well, except when leaves, yeah, that's total recall. Can we go somewhere and talk through the ether? Tonight I ride in the beautiful mountains in a ragged chartreuse Ford under the moon with heavens close to earth, a winding road and sounds of cymbals and chants of songs over the wildflower and moon over Alabama. Julio chuckling privately at moo cows in the pasture. Moon on the dashboard like a flower. Creator, destroyer, preserver. Don't tell the stars I sing from Radio Apocalypse Rose. Is there something I can say to you Radar Queen in Compton's cafeteria before the puke and blood melt in the street. Is there a glitter of flame through the gold of Skid Row? Is there a promise in the bedrooms below? Fixed bayonets of paradise. We are linked by our tongues with hand grenades in our mouths. Where were you before a protest was needed? Thank you.
and the water is my body giving out on me.
Show at Chuck and Music, star of Nick Elvoy doing Midnight Connection. Who's playing on that, Nick?
All right, that one we got, let me think about that for a second. That's just me and Ron Stabinski playing, playing some
great
stuff.
Great keyboard man.
You know, Ron,
the Meat Puppets now.
Man. Yeah, that's right.
And Kurt digs him so much.
He's the best.
Kurt said so much good stuff to me about him. He really, that really, you know, second win in the sales for the Meat Puppets. It's just like a 40, 50-year band, right? And he really, much respect.
Yeah, man, Ron.
So he's an old buddy? I know he's a Philly guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I've known Ron for a while now, and we play together in a variety of bands. We play with Mappa Elliott in one of his bands. And Ron plays on some of my Desertion Trio stuff. And then Ron and I have a band with Derek Bostrom, also called Grassy Sound, which I think we played last time I was on the show.
Yeah, I did. And he's quite an improviser, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Beautiful. He's amazing. There's something about a keyboard, because every note's got a button. So
that's right.
You'd like to have to hit them, but they're there. Then we have...
You and Ron ever jam?
What's that?
Did you guys ever jam? Have you ever
jammed? I would like to. Last night, though, I did an improvised gig with Chris Corsano and Joe Biza. Here in Pedro.
Oh, dude, that's a great band. I want to hear that.
Well, it was last night. Was the first gig. They recorded it, so it's going to come out as an album in the summer. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. After Charlie Plymouth, this is in Fishtown part of Philly, August 9, 2008, Apocalypse Rose, Charlie Plymouth from Cherry Valley, New York. Well, that's where he's been living. And I'm on the bass improvising behind. Scott Furrows, Hudson Valley Band, There Is No Cause for Concern. How the Night Came with Beyond the Gates. That's from the Welcome to Gaza benefit compilation for the situation. Graham and Randolph, part of that. Thank you. And finally, Nick Milivoj with Bless This SMS. There it is. Now you can refer to it.
Yeah. And that's so that's Jamaluddin on bass on there. And that one I feel like, I mean, Jamaluddin kind of, you know, he is, you gotta pay attention when he's playing. But on that one, I feel like he's a real standout part of that song. And, you know, earlier just, you know, you and I were rapping about Sly, and I wanted to say that on that song specifically, Jamaluddin does a little bit of a slap thing, and he doesn't really slap. And he told me, I had sent him, sometime in the pandemic, I sent him a text with the Larry Graham video that I thought was awesome. Related to something we had talked about. And I sent him this text, and I was like, yo, look at this video. And then when he sent that back to me, he was like, I was thinking about that Larry Graham video you sent me. So I gave you a little slap. I don't usually slap for people. And I thought that was the coolest thing.
Well, you know about, there's this famous Dan story, right? Like, Chuck Rainey, you don't slap, so he just turns around.
Right.
He turns around so they can't see. Meanwhile, there's like 20 or 30 lead guitar takes on the deck, being scissored. Yeah. They didn't get to turn around. Oh, if they did, it didn't fucking matter. Yeah, some dude gave me a fucking, like a bio on the Dan, on the tour.
Oh, nice.
And I fucking read it.
Dude, that's awesome.
Well, kind of. Although, I gotta say, you know, some of the stuff was pretty Gano. Something like a lick like Peg. Probably took him hours to have the best guys play it to come up with the da-da-da.
Yeah.
Da-da-da. I know, it's so fucking Gano. I love it. Here, we're at the end of the second hour. December 22, 2023. This is Wap Pedro Show. Hold tight with Nick Milivoj. Sorry. Hold tight for hour three. December 22nd, 2023, it's the third hour of the Wap from Pedro Show. Oh. Bach for Pedro show. Yeah, you know, my Missing Man drummer, Raul, got really sick the day before we were supposed to start the next Missing Man album. Tuesday. Yeah, so we'll just wait. Maybe try starting it a week from tomorrow. Yeah, third hour started off with Mellow Rasting. Didn't mean to laugh. Nick Melvoy. And then Urinal Cakes of America. You can laugh at that. And then here's a song title, My Eyes. Yeah, okay. Melvin Gibbs. Here's a bass man. Professor Graves. Played with Hank Rollins for a while, right? I think replaced Andy Wise. Yeah. I think he's in Europe right now with Arto Lindsay. Arto, great guitar man. Oh, man. I got to see DNA. Not with Robin, but with Tim Wright on bass at the Hong Kong Cafe in 79. Rubber O Cement with Oculative Upside Radar Maxilla. Then Fissarium with Breakheart Wood. Scrapers Papers. That's a bad name. That's a bad name. Scrapers Papers. Okay. At least it ain't paper scraper. I Got a Secret. And finally, Nick Milivoj with Touchtone. Is this the old phones that use the tones?
That's the idea, I think.
Because there was a captain, you know about, what was his name? Steve Wozniak, right? The Apple, actually the guy who had his hands on the machinery. Mr. Jobs was more idea, man. Sell it, right? So, yeah, something with the Cap'n Crunch rings. You could whistle this shit over the fucking phones and get the Econo call.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've heard about that.
So now your song has a whole new interpretation, if you want. Getting back at the man. God, remember all the money phone companies used to make with long-distance calls? That's all gone. Them motherfuckers. I remember paying $300 some month.
Oh, dude. Those
fuckers. Okay. So, who's playing on I don't mean to laugh. Mellow Rasting.
Oh, that's just me making some noise. Oh, okay. That one.
Not too mellow. Okay. Yeah. And Touchstone.
Touchstone, that's me, that's Jamality on bass.
He's on three tunes. Okay.
Yeah, four actually. Yeah, he's on four. He was on Five Alive too, which he played last hour, I think. And that's Jamality on bass, a guy named Brian Murray. He's on a couple layered saxophones there.
Uh-huh.
And a percussionist named Elizabeth Pupo Walker.
Great. And what was the same thing? You layered up a basic track and then, hey, what do you guys want to do with this?
Yeah, sort of bounce it. All this stuff, it was like, it wasn't really as much that I sent like a finished track to people and asked them to blow over. It was more like bouncing ideas back and forth.
Yeah, like a launch pad or a springboard.
Yeah, send a beat and maybe I play the bass line and then like see what somebody adds to it. And then we come back and then somebody else plays the bass line. Just, you know, jumping around like that. As we go, everyone was a little bit different.
Now, that's all the songs from the records, but you gave me, I found something of you playing with a cat named Chris Forsythe.
Mm-hmm.
And a tune called Basic. And this is like in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Maybe,
So
maybe like Basic fucking is, 5 months ago or so, less than that, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's our new project, and that's sort of in the same vein as this stuff. I'm playing drum machine, and I'm playing baritone guitar. Chris is playing guitar.
What, and, Thunder 6?
What's that?
Thunder 6?
No, I'm playing a Dan Electro baritone.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, really, a Dan Electro, not a Jerry Jones?
Not a Jerry Jones, no. I went the cheaper route. Okay. But I'll tell you what, I don't need a Jerry Jones. This one sounds pretty good.
Yeah, you know, Mike Baggett just got a Reverend Guitars 12-string.
Oh, did he? Nice.
He told me he's going to compose on. You know, we were talking in the boat on tour about John McLaughlin when I saw Mahavishnu Vishnu Orchestra. He had this double
now
and was playing a 12-string electric guitar through a fuzz tone.
Dude.
Yeah.
He's, man.
And it was the one with Jan Hammer and Jerry Goodman, and Billy Cobham, and Rick Laird,
Let's
listen to Basic.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Off of Pedro Show Last Music for this edition. We had Chris Forsythe, Nick Milivoj with Basic live at the Music Hall Williamsburg. June 29th, 2023. I think it was called North 6 when it first opened. I remember playing that.
That's right, yeah.
First time I had played Brooklyn in many years. Us and Minutemen and Black Flag played someplace called the Brooklyn Zoo. And these guys, my mom's people are from Italy, so I'm not. But, yeah, with the silk baseball jackets and gold chains and baseball bats. Get the fuck out. They put the shit right in this February. They put the shit right on the sidewalk. Get the fuck out of here, fucking, you know. It's like, whoa. So we never played again till. And the guy running the place at the time was a guy playing drums now for Subido. Bob D'Amico.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, Bob D'Amico, a friend, right? Amigo. Amigo. Then we had The Way from Primary Mystical Experience, Jared, out in the desert, Grizzly, West Massa. Platypup, what's it called, Berkshires. The Gnarls, well, that's The Way. And then we had Platypup. This cat came to the gig at Mercury Lounge and handed me this CD. And The Gnarls Gnarl, Platypup. I don't know about that name. Zoku Metsu after that. This is Ron Anderson, who was in Rad-R at one point. He told me when he was on the show. Undulations. Finally, the Dutch project you're talking about, Gilded Form.
Yeah.
Was something that you called Snippet? Gilded Form. What do you call that? Eponymous, where it's the same name? Yeah.
It's just an excerpt of the track. The album's 1:45 minutes.
Yeah, long. I know. So I was thinking, like, which snippet did you... How did you decide?
I don't remember. I think the other dudes picked it. I can't remember. It might just be the first couple minutes. It's probably the first couple minutes.
And this is an ongoing proj overseas thing with buddies. Yeah. But this other thing you got going with Chris Forsythe, that's over on this side, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's kind of my most active thing right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, most immediate plan right now.
Yeah, me and Chris are doing that. Sometimes we play as duo. Sometimes we play with Michael Avery from Natural Information Society on drums. And he has a cool setup where he's playing this weird drum that I don't know if he built the drum, but he built the electronics that he triggers the drum with. It's amazing. It's really cool.
And Nick, who did Chris play with?
So Chris was in a band called PSI, but for a long time he had a band, Chris Forsythe and the Solar Motel Band that I played.
Yeah, that's
for a
where
years.
I heard the name. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, so Chris is an old friend.
So what's the plan?
Together a lot.
It's the plan to make an album?
We're making an album. We're going into the studio in 2 weeks.
Okay, so when you say going into the studio, when you say going into the studio, that means you ain't making a round two of Digital Reaction. This is like kind of traditional, right?
Yeah. We're doing it together, all three of us, in the studio for that one. And then we have a couple gigs coming up in February with a band called White Denim.
Austin, great band. I had the bass man on the show.
Oh, right on.
Yeah,
nice.
Much respect. Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me if you can spell my name, you can find me. It's nickmilivoj.xyz or nickmilivoj.bandcamp.com or on any of the social medias.
Millevoi, people.
Man, you got it.
Yeah, and I'm kind of excited to hear what you and Chris do. You bringing in the drummer,
man? Thanks, man. Yeah. All three of us will be a part of this one, and I'll send it over to you when it's ready, man.
And then we'll schedule a fucking spiel, right? You come on with the guys and stuff.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah, truly. Keep it on, Brother Nick. People, it's been the December 22nd, 2023 edition of WAP Pedo Show. Keep your powder dry.